beginning on September 15th, players at King's Walk Golf Course in Grand Forks, North Dakota, will be able to have refreshments delivered to them by drone for just $3. This being 2018, they'll order refreshments via an app and watch as the drone lowers their snack to them on a rope about 10 minutes later. I don't know, Dan, I think that's pretty cool.
I would love this.
That's pretty cool.
Does it drop it with a little parachute?
Yes, yeah. A little hamburger with a parachute on top of it. Like many golf courses, an employee roams the area in a beverage cart, but on busy days, players might wait as long as an hour before having a chance to buy something. Yes, they can duck into the restaurant position midway through the 18 holes, but the course and its partners say it's a bit too much to ask in today's age of instant gratification. Wherever you are, you should be able to get what you want within a few minutes. This is Yariv Bash, the CEO of Flytrex, the Israeli drone logistics startup operating this service. He told CNN Money, why wait? Flytrex has already made hundreds of automated food deliveries in Iceland this year and wants to expand. It considers golf courses a natural market, and the added convenience could help reinvigorate the sector that's been a number of 18-hole U.S. golf courses have declined 7% since 2007. Flytrex also found a willing partner in Grand Forks, a hotbed of drone activity. A hotbed of drone activity? What does that mean? What's it, are there just drones flying all over the place? That's weird. Kevin Lund, the president and CEO of Grand Forks Region Economic Development Corporation, calls the area Silladrone Valley. See? You see that, Dan, how they do what they did there?
Brilliant.
Since 2008, one of his employees has been focused entirely on developing local drone businesses. Drone delivery remains a rarity in the United States. Regulations generally restrict flying over people and require operators to keep their aircraft within sight. That makes delivery services impractical in most situations, and automated drones must be monitored by a human, which makes the services expensive to operate. Golf courses make it a little easier, though. They tend to have wide open spaces, few people, and clear sight lines along the links. King's Walk plans to start with a 6-week trial run with a single drone making deliveries to a single location. If things go well and it receives an FAA permit to fly over people, the course expects to add delivery points throughout the course. You know who needs to know about this? Cochran. Somebody... Maybe I'll bring this up when I'm on his show later.
Do they deliver apples?
Well, that's what they're going to be eating later on the show, as I've been mentioning throughout the morning. Bill Palmiscono, he's the executive director of the Grand Forks Park District, which operates the course, can foresee replacing one of the course's beverage carts if the drone tests succeed. Players have had varying reactions to the drone, which weighs about 33 pounds, makes a steady buzzing sound, and flies at 30 miles an hour. I would find that a little strange. Don't you have to be quiet when you're golfing? All of a sudden, here comes this drone. Players have had varying reactions to the drone. Okay, and young golfers think it's great. We've had people already call and ask, when's the drone flying? Palmiscono said to CNN Money. The old members think, you're wasting your money. I love that. He explained to them how much cheaper a drone is when compared to the price of a beverage cart. He's also heard from the neighboring softball complex. They have a softball complex right next door? Whose organizers are open to drone deliveries from the game from the course's restaurant. Palmiscono envisions athletes sitting around after a game drinking beer and having food dropped from a drone. This was a question that I was going to ask. I like that. I'm glad that they talked about this. I was thinking to myself, what if somebody tees off and knocks a drone out of the knocks a drone out of the air with the ball. What? It says, to prevent being hit by wayward balls, the drone flies between 200 and 300 feet above the ground. It descends to 45 feet above the ground when it's lowering the delivery. If this goes well, it could be great, Palmiscano says. I think this is kind of a fun idea. You know?
I mean, it's the way of the future. I mean, I think Mariano's announced within the last couple of weeks that they have a grocery delivering robot coming. So it's like a little motorized cart. That's a robot.
And it delivers food to people?
Directly to your door.
Directly to your door. Does it have a face, like a creepy face?
It's funny you mentioned that, because there was another thing that happened. I forget. I think it was in California that they had done a test drive of this.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently people treated the robots like garbage, like kicked them and turned them over and did like a bunch of bad stuff to them.
Of course they did.
Right.
So of course they did.
Skynet gets active, they're going to remember.
They are going to remember that. We're all screwed. Yeah. Well, you know, I would be freaked out if like it was like a kind of a robot with a face. Here are your groceries.
Like your big brother robot or whatever, your Zinger or whatever it's called.
Zingbot. No, I would be happy if Zingbot came and delivered my groceries.
Here's some insults.
Then he would insult the hell out of me and go, Zing! Because that's what he does. He's the Zingbot. Esmeralda, have you ever seen Zingbot?
I have not, but that zing noise.
That's what he says. Ooh. After he's got a high voice. He's like, hello, Esmeralda!
Paints quite a picture.
Yeah. And then he insults you and goes, Zing! Well, it's one of the most popular segments every season on Big Brother. People love it when Zingbot shows up. I am included in that. I love Zingbot. He's my hero. Oh, man. Well, anyway, if you want to get a burger drop from a drone, it starts on September 15th. You got to go to North Dakota, Kings Walk Golf Course. And also, it won't be the only drone you see. Apparently, there's drones flying all over the place over there. Hey, Airborne. Hey, Dan, Steve Alexander has a drain? A drain?
I'm sure he has a drain.
He has a drain. Yeah, I think he does. But a drone.
That's a fine head of hair he has. You know, you got to. Gotta be careful. I believe he does have a drone.
Yes. It was a few years ago. When he or Orion would come in at 10 to 5 and, mm-hmm. and do the early morning business report, he came in one time. He's like, I can't wait to get home and play with my drone. And I'm like, oh. So I wonder what he would think of this. He's a drone enthusiast. Right?
I'm sure. As a drone enthusiast, perhaps he'll be moving to whatever.
North Dakota. Grand Forks, North Dakota. What do they call it? Cilladrone Valley.
A15 Texas. And I read that they made robots and factories look like they had faces, and that made people pay more attention to them and treat them better.
Wow, really? Yeah, because like a robot that doesn't look like a human, they're kicking them and throwing them around and flipping them over and stuff. People are jerks, man. All right, well, there you go. North Dakota, golfing, dropping burgers from the sky. Wow. All right. From 45 feet above.
Right, but then it drops a rope.
It drops a rope attached to your burger and beverage of choice. Well, let's see how it works. We'll start in about 9 days. All right. We have to break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then I have, by the way, you know, football season starts tonight. Bears kick off their season Sunday night in Green Bay. And I think this is a good time for us to tell you about the food options for the 2018 Bears games at Soldier Field. So if you're going to go to any Bears games at Soldier Field, I'll give you the rundown on some of the great food items that they're offering. By drone? Could you imagine a bunch of drones flying around Soldier Field dropping burgers on people's faces?
Those would get hit by the punts.
Or the pigeons would catch them.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a good point. What about flying birds? Wanting a burger. All birds like burgers.
It's their food of choice.
Exactly right.
When they go to the restaurant, they always order burgers.
They always order burgers. All right. Let's take a break here. We got weather and we got traffic, and then I'll give you a preview of the Bears game food offerings at Soldier Field for this year. Love that song. Nick DiGilio here. We are back, and we're live in the Allstate Skyline studio. We are here until 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, Steve Cochran at 6, and Skip Skipley is on the way. And we will have another exciting competition of For the Record. It's Triple Play Thursday. And this will be our final Triple Play of the morning. And Chris picked Fleetwood Mac. That was Gypsy. So we'll hear a couple more Fleetwood Mac songs before we get out of here this morning. It's Thursday morning. And yeah, we're here. Tomorrow's Friday. That would make sense if today is Thursday. Tomorrow we'll have all of our regular Friday features. If you listen to the show regularly on Friday, we have these fun features that we like to do. Of course, Fly Jams Friday. Fly Jams Friday will be, that's where we do our weekly tribute to R&B and everything funky. We will also have Straight Outta Context. Straight Outta Context is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, and whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. NickDShow@gmail.com. We also have Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen to the station 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot it all down and send it to NickDShow@gmail.com. And You Big Dummy. That's when we read real news stories of real people doing really dumb stuff. And then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. So there you go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. A few texts have come in, and then I'm going to tell you about some of the food options for your bear season this season at Soldier Field. Mitch says they should call the drone the Burger Zing. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Hold on. Wait. Now. Come on.
All right.
719 area code says Grand Forks Air Force Base is a major Air Force drone facility. That's why there are so many drones in Grand Forks, North Dakota. That makes sense. 847 area code says, hey, Nick, get the reverb ready because Broccoli Rob and Ray Cheddar are going to be ordering some flying burgers, man. Yeah, man. Ray Cheddar and Broccoli Rob. Yeah.
Quick story. My friends Nick and Carrie had a baby about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We went out and had dinner this past Sunday night, and I told them the Broccoli Rob saga on our show, and obviously she's suffering from a little bit of sleep deprivation with a newborn, but Carrie texted us and said that she had a dream in which Broccoli Rob was the star of a Broadway show that featured dancing girls and rockettes and the things of the such.
Did she say what the name of the show was?
She did not. I'll have to ask her.
I have to ask her. That, to me, sounds like a Broadway smash.
Huge.
And Tonys everywhere. Broccoli Rob winning Tonys.
Winning Tonys and Tonys in the audience. And
that's exactly right.
Huge.
All right. Here are your food options for the 2018 Bear Games at Soldier Field. The Crispy Chicken Stack Sandwich from Chicken Love, L-U-V, is now available at the United Club. I don't know Chicken Love, Dan. Do you know Chicken Love, L-U-V?
Didn't he do other with Broccoli Rob?
Oh, my God. It's just not going to stop. Our morning zoo team is going to be 7,000 people. But it's the Crispy Chicken Stack Sandwich. Chicken Love. So that that sounds like a stack of chicken. On a sandwich, right? How about this? The Cuban short rib press and turkey melt from the buffet club are available at the United Club at the buffet. The Cuban short rib press and turkey melt. The Montreal smoked sandwich featuring Montreal brisket Is this, do we need Canadian Bill to give us, to inform us as to, is Montreal known for its brisket?
Oh, you know, they have a thing called smoked meat.
Where? In Montreal?
Yeah, in Montreal. I looked it up because I had seen some video on Facebook, and I actually looked up a place here that does it because it looked really good. But it's just like pastrami.
It's just smoked pastrami?
Yeah, but it's like that kind of style.
So
it's a smoked meat,
so it's a smoked brisket.
But it kind of looks like a deli meat, like a corned beef or something like that.
Oh, yeah. So that's the smoked, it's the Montreal smoked sandwich. The pork belly taco trio. Oh, I would eat that. A pork belly taco trio? Yeah, man. That gets a big yes from me. Kronos Euros are now available in section 126 and 440. Hey, that, you know, so is it going to be from frozen Euro? Because they're really going to have a spit? You know what I mean? Because it just seems like that's a lot. First of all, you got to install some of the equipment. And then would you slice it per order? Or would you have them pre-wrapped? I would imagine it's not, there's no spit back there, and they would have them pre-wrapped and ready to go. Sandwiches from Cafe El Appetito are now available in section 114. Soldier Field will now be selling old-fashioned glazed donuts. As opposed to the newfangled glazed donuts? As opposed to the bougie glazed donuts?
Hey, all right. Well done.
caramel apple bread pudding. And then, I'm sure this will sell really well, Dan. The last one here. This is at a Bears game. The Farmer's Fridge, which is a healthy option featuring leafy greens, vegetables, and fruits in a jar. That's available on the mezzanine and will still be available on the mezzanine for the whole season. Nobody wants leafy greens at a Bears game.
Eileen and I typically go to a game every year. I might have to walk over and buy myself.
At the mezzanine, get yourself the Farmer's Fridge.
The Farmer's Fridge.
Yes, I'd like to have a Farmer's Fridge. You're not going to hear that. So, all right. Out of everything that they've mentioned here, the pork belly taco trio is the one that stands out the most. Although the short rib press sounds good. So, who am I kidding? I want leafy greens and vegetables in a jar. That's what I want when I go to a football game. So those are your options. If you go to Soldier Field, now you know. Get yourself a salad. All right, let's take a break. The news is coming up next, and I believe Skip Skipley has arrived.